Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're talking about separating land from the operating business. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms operates specialty coffee farms in Boquete, Panama. These farms are subdivided into half-acre parcels that can be purchased for as little as $18,000. They'll generate cash flow and income in perpetuity. For more information, check out internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back, and we are talking about separating land from the operating business that runs on top of it. I often come across properties for sale that have an operating business attached to them. They're presented as a great real estate deal, when in fact there's no other practical purpose for the land apart from the operating business. A boat marina is always going to be a boat marina. You're not going to repurpose it for a beach hotel. A gas station is always a gas station. A senior living home is not going to be turned into a hotel or vacation rental. A golf course is always a golf course. It could be a useful land banking strategy for building a residential subdivision. And even if it's marginally profitable, in the short term, it's going to be a golf course. And a medical clinic is largely going to remain a medical clinic. The value of that piece of property is inextricably tied to the operating business. If a marina is not making money, the land is virtually worthless. If a golf course isn't making money, it's going to be very hard to value the land unless you really have a short-term plan to redevelop it. And when you evaluate a property that's tied to a business, the most important due diligence item is the financial health of the business. Without a healthy business, the property is virtually worthless. In fact, when we evaluate most income properties, we're doing the very same thing. If you have a multifamily apartment business, we're really evaluating the apartment rental business that's running on top of the apartment building. Now that seems perfectly natural, and as real estate investors, we're perfectly accustomed to performing that kind of analysis. But apartment rental businesses are very simple to operate, relatively speaking. Operating a medical clinic, for example, is far more complex. There are many more revenue streams. The quality and the strength of people involved is much more critical. The revenue stream is tied to changes in insurance policy and government policy around healthcare. And your average real estate investor is not even remotely equipped to evaluate whether a medical clinic is being operated profitably or optimally. You're going to want to hire a consultant who's an expert in evaluating the type of business that resides on the property. Remember, if there's a negative change in the operation of the business, your property is going to suffer. More importantly, you will have no control in what happens to the value of your property. Unless you're prepared to step in and take over the operation of the business, your future is linked to a business over which you have no control. That's not very different from the position that a lender has when they're lending against a property. They're relying on you to operate the property profitably. The only recourse they have is either a foreclosure or a power of sale to recover their money. And that's why lenders seem to have a very narrow, very conservative set of criteria that they lend against. They need to know that they can take over a property and operate it profitably if the owner doesn't deliver. So today's episode is all about making sure you have a property where you can take over and operate the business if the business owner fails to deliver. If you own the property but not the business, it becomes virtually impossible to control your destiny. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know, for example, that I'm not a fan of commercial retail space. We've seen so many thousands of store closures across America this past year, in fact, over the last couple of years, that I'm simply not a fan of retail space, and it simply has to do with the very same thing we've been talking about in this episode. If you're not able to evaluate the health of the business that's operating on top of the real estate, you're operating a property over which you have no control. As you're thinking about that, I want you to evaluate your properties as a business owner, not as a real estate investor. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.